To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Wednesday, and thanks for starting your morning here with us on the Daily Dip. In a few minutes, we'll get to the big news in baseball with a couple big names signing with a couple big teams, and then we'll get to college hoops. So, Jenks, the year of Indiana continues as the Hoosiers obviously having a great run in college football, but did you know that Kyle Schwarber, who just made a deal with the Phillies, 5 years, $150 million, went to Indiana? I feel like forgetting this until I see his Instagram, and he's always repping Indiana stuff. So I'm sure that he is probably particularly thrilled with the fact that his team is now very good at football. It's crazy how I feel like when it comes to baseball players, you don't really think of their college teams, just unless they're like Paul Skenes or somebody who was like a big deal in the College World Series, just because they have to go through the minors. And there are so many players who didn't even like play college baseball. You know, there's a lot of guys who sign internationally. There's a lot of guys that sign out of high school. So I can't believe he's such a big name. And I didn't even know that he went to Indiana.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think it's like this necessarily in baseball than it is in other sports. But I know in football in particular, talking to a lot of athletes, and I've been told a few times, oh, yeah, when we talk about football, I mean, they'll talk about the NFL, but when they talk amongst themselves as far as, you know, giving each other a hard time, they talk about college because the pro game is, it's a business, it's a job, and they still love the game, but it's more free-flowing and you're more carefree when you're a kid, and that's when the recruiting process takes place, and now NIL is changing things, but I thought that was an interesting part of it. But I think that has to do with youth. Like, remember when we did this, we went on this trip together, we played each other, and they really enjoy sort of that aspect of reminiscing.
I also think that your college where you went to, that's where you have the most allegiance for. Because as much as people love pro sports teams, and especially like if you play pro sports, like we kind of experienced this a little bit with Jake, where people are like, what's your favorite baseball team? I'm like, I don't know. He played for five of them. And so at the end of the day, like you just root for players that you know and organizations that you know are like run by good people. So I think when it comes to like a lot of these pro athletes, they really love their colleges. And you know, that's always going to hold like a soft spot for them. You always see them going back to campus. Like, even we saw Josh Allen the other day. Wasn't his like uniform retired at Wyoming?
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge deal for you know, Wyoming to have Josh Allen back on campus, and these guys love to do it.
Yeah, because the college experience, unlike the pro experience, a lot of it has to do with age, but it shapes you. Like, it impacts you in a way that professional sports can't. You know, you're getting away from home for the first time, generally, at least in a significant way for a long time. That affects you. You're meeting people who educate you. That affects you. You're out on your own for the first time. That affects you. You're taking in so much information about what you want to do with your career, when you're majoring, when you're studying in something. That shapes you as well. And then you think about the experiences that you discover for the very first time because you're becoming an adult. And so all those things that happen while you were at college and early on in your career. So it totally makes sense. I mean, when I think about my time in Texas, there's just so many things I could talk about that this shaped me, this person I met, this instructor I had, and all those things were instrumental in moving me forward in my life. And I feel like that's sort of the quintessential college experience.
Right. I think about this a lot when it comes to the transfer portal. Like, for all these guys who transfer every year of college, and what they're missing out on. And I understand it's a business, and like, at this point, they're employees and they're making money. But that was such a life-shaping experience for so many of us who went to college. And like, think about your friends from college. I don't know about you, but like, I am still in very close touch with a lot of my college teammates.
Yeah.
So it just feels like an experience that a lot of these guys are missing out on.
Oh, 1,000%. I missed it. I didn't get to go, but I was in communication with everyone. But we just had the 30th anniversary at Texas of our broadcast sequence. When I was at Texas, you had to try out to make the program, if you will. They only accepted, I don't know, it was like 30 students a semester. So you had to take a written test, and then you had to try out on a desk with people watching behind these one-way mirrors to decide if you were worthy to get into the program. Like, it was super difficult. But then when you got there, then you met people who were super talented, who had the same goals as you. And so these people are friends of mine and have been for 3 decades. And everyone met back in Austin this past, 2 weeks ago or so, to get together. And I was in communication with everybody because we were all on the same thread. I didn't get to make it because I had to do the Commanders. But ultimately, even people from back then, even now, we're still very much in touch. I had a buddy of mine coming into town a year ago that I graduated with. Came here. He's like, I'm going to be in D.C. I want to come see you. We keep in touch on a regular basis. So those friendships last forever.
Yeah. So it's not shocking when you see like these big pro athletes who have these big deals and have, you know, spent decades with these pro teams, and they still rep their college teams with pride. So Kyle Schwarber, one of those, and he is a lot richer. According to sources at ESPN, he signs a 5-year, $150 million deal to stay with the Philadelphia Phillies. And of course, you see his numbers from last year, and for good reason. He's been one of the most dependable sluggers in all of baseball when it comes to the long ball over the past couple seasons. Even this past year, had 56 home runs, and as far as RBI go, he hit 132 of those. So somebody who's been a force in the Philly lineup. But Jenks, here's why I think this is a very important signing for the Phillies.
Okay.
Because Kyle Schwarber is one of the few guys in the lineup that is dependable in the postseason. And this was a major talking point when you look up and down the Phillies lineup, and then you look at the box scores, and you're like, why aren't the Phillies scoring runs in the postseason? They have right. a damn good lineup. Kyle Schwarber cannot be blamed for that. In fact, he is tied for third all-time in postseason home runs with 23 long balls. He also holds the MLB record for most postseason home runs out of the leadoff spot. So when you're talking about a team that has issues conjuring up offense in the postseason, this was really important for them to retain Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, absolutely. And now the question begs, well, are the Phillies actually going to do something in the postseason now? I mean, make the postseason, sure. Win the division, sure. But can they finally take that next step? But I feel like more than anyone, he feels like the heart and soul of that Philly team to me. I know some people might say Bryce Harper, but I feel like Bryce is an otherworldly talent, but isn't really the heart. And Kyle Schwarber seems to be the heart of this team. And also, signings like this are rare. For a DH to get paid like this and for a guy to come into his own and play his best baseball in his 30s, that's kind of rare too. But I think it speaks to his talent. And there's just something about his personality. Some athletes have something about them where you're kind of drawn to them for whatever reason, and I feel like he's one of those guys.
Well, he's a clubhouse guy. Like, you hear that term all the time, and it just feels like, I've heard somebody say something to the effect of this is like, does the temperature in the room change for the better when you walk in? And it feels like the answer is yes for guys like Kyle Schwarber. Jake played with Kyle Schwarber in Chicago, you know, and he was one of the guys that went out of his way to like be nice to every single person. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody speak.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Speak ill of Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
He is just the nicest guy, and it's just always positive vibes. And especially when you talk about a team in Philly where, like, think about the fan base and how quickly it goes negative. I feel like these type of guys are extra important in cities and markets like that.
I think that's a great point, and I would be terrible in cities like this because I'm like so sensitive. I hate everybody. I'm like, everybody has a bad night, guys. Okay, everybody has a bad night. All right, I'm trying to hit the ball. I'd be so upset on a regular basis. But yes, I think you're right, because it takes a special person to do both things, to absorb the, especially in Philly. Like, Philly is a very unique market in that way, where when they embrace you, they embrace you, but also they're going to let you know when they're not satisfied with what they're seeing. And the ability to absorb that and to say, okay, I understand that. That's part of the deal here. And then go about your business and be a great clubhouse guy is, you know, having those two things be successful parts of your personality at once, I would imagine, is very difficult.
Yeah, case in point, have you seen what people are saying about Jalen Hurts lately?
Yes.
The guy won a Super Bowl last year. The fan base is like,
crazy.
Tanner McKee time. Get him the hell out of here. So yeah, Philly is not the easiest market to be a superstar in, but if anybody can do it, it is absolutely Kyle Schwarber. Some other news in baseball, Edwin Diaz, former Mets closer and reliever of the year, I believe, last year, signs a deal with the Dodgers. Thanks. Finally, the Dodgers are getting somebody. Good for those ragtag bunch of underdogs. A $69 million deal with LA.
I'm so glad that you said that. When are we finally going to say, good for you, Dodgers? It's been a rough run. You guys haven't been the same since you moved from Brooklyn. I mean, it's just been one failure after another, and all these yokels that they've signed. Oh, this Shohei character. I mean, Freddie Freeman, when are you going to step up? They've just been... What a terrible run for these guys. So I hope this signing brings them some much-needed luck.
Ah, yes. But I will say, if the Dodgers do have a weakness, and it is very small, maybe it's on the back end of their rotation.
God, yes. That's what makes me mad. It's the one weakness they had. Now it's been addressed.
Now they don't have any.
It's unbelievable.
Now they only have the weakness that, like, Alabama football had, like, back in their heyday, is, like, complacency. Like, Jenks, I covered Alabama back in the days. They were winning, like, national championships every year. And, like, every SEC media days, like, the only questions were, like, how do you cope with the players being complacent?
Yeah.
It's their only problem.
It's the question for the Dodgers is like, are you guys going to get bored this year or what? Are you tired of winning? Are you going to stay motivated? Like, it's not, what are you going to do at quarterback? Or you guys have some holes in the rotation? Or what are you going to do at the back end of your line? No. They just got better. I saw the signing, and I'm like, look at me wearing Dodgers colors today, too, randomly. I was like, okay. I'm not going to say it makes baseball less fun. I feel like that's kind of a tired argument. At the same time, Chelsea, I mean, my God, they're already the most loaded team, and this makes them so much better. It was the one way you could maybe get to the Dodgers. I mean, remember, in the World Series, they had to break out starter after starter after starter, you know, at the end to close that thing out. And of course, they have the best rotation, one of the best rotations in baseball, so that helps. But they're barely able to squeak it out. And now that one thing, like that one piece of kryptonite that they had, is gone.
Yeah, the Dodgers are your favorites to win the World Series yet again at plus 340. Jenks, I'm going to attempt to spin zone this, though.
Okay.
I think the only way this makes baseball more fun is that I do think the Dodgers are the villain of baseball. Like, remember what the Yankees used to be, where it was the evil empire, and everybody had the target on the Yankees' back, and they were, you know, this powerhouse. But I do think when you see, like, a team like the Blue Jays go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers, like, that was fun. That was one of the most watched World Series that we've had in quite some time. And it just goes to prove, you know, there are other teams that can still contend. The Dodgers did not cakewalk their way to a World Series. It was one of the best World Series we've seen in quite some time, going to a Game 7. So just because they have this roster that just looks unbeatable does not mean that they're going to be, like, you know, handed a World Series ring on a silver platter.
I mean, they're not, but also they still won, you know? So, it's like, you're not wrong. Like, it was incredibly competitive, and for a while, you're like, all right, the Blue Jays got this, and then they don't. And now the Dodgers have turned the corner, because for a while, it looked like all the spending was going to end up putting them in that place where they win a lot during the regular season, and maybe they have, like, a title to show for it after years and years of success. It's kind of like the Braves in the 90s, where the Braves just, like, dominated a decade, but they have one world championship to show for it. But now the Dodgers have turned the corner, where they have multiple championships, and may get another now.
Yeah. All right, so we have, like...
It's not even baseball
I feel
season.
Bad for, you know, if there's a Blue Jays fan listening, that just, we reopened an old wound. I'm sorry about that. All right, Jenks, we have a minute left. I said that we were going to touch on college hoops. There's really one game that I feel like kind of fits the mold of a decent game tonight. It's in the Big Ten, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Nebraska, 1-point home dogs in this matchup, or 1.5, depending on where you shop. This is a tough one for me to handicap simply because both these teams take so many threes.
Yeah.
And Jenks, the anatomy of a team that I don't want to trust is a team that relies on the 3-point shot too much. Both these teams take 3-pointers at, you know, the highest clip of any team in the Big Ten. So, like, for that reason, it's a stay away. But we had a hypothesis yesterday about it's really tough to go on the road and win games in a big conference. But Illinois won that game against Ohio State 88-80. So right. Are we trusting that same hypothesis? This spread is a lot closer, though.
The only thing I would say is that if these teams get hot from long range, and you're right, they both average at least 83 points a game. This number yesterday was sitting at 160 and a hook. It's come down, and now it's sitting at 156 and a half. So if you like a lot of points in this game, now's your time to hit the over.
Yeah, but they got to make those threes. That's the problem.
True.
Their percentages from the 3-point range have not been great this year. So it doesn't feel like a game I want to bet on. All right, Wine About It Wednesday's next. What are we complaining about now? A lot of things, usually. It's next on the Daily Tip.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.